This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Guest today, the one and only Adam Schefter, is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. And, man, we've got all kinds of rumors and all kinds of storylines to discuss with Schefty. So look forward, certainly, to that. We want you to be part of the conversation today, Super Monday. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And, Bart, before we get to the details, what's happening? How you feeling?
Hakuna Matata. I feel good, man. I feel good. It was a great performance. Not a great game yesterday, but it was a great performance. And I love witnessing greatness, and it doesn't sting as much when he's not in the Patriot uniform. So it's okay. I didn't throw up in my mouth not once.
That's what I was going to ask. That was the first question out of the gate. I got a couple. And that's the first one. It's sort of like, is Tom Brady far more likable as a Buccaneer than he ever was as a Patriot? And let's just get that out there. He's not in the evil empire anymore, right? So is he far more likable now in what you watched yesterday? Whether you agree or not that he should have been MVP, and we'll debate that. But just seeing him at the age of 43, as a middle-aged guy, a lot of you out there that are just, we're all the same age, any of us that are in that bracket where you're in your 40s, Bart.
Life's over. Our athletic career is over.
Well, you say, but again, he makes you say to yourself, am I doing the right things? Like, he is, it is about your choices and your commitment and what you want in life and how you want to feel. And Tom Brady made that choice, made that commitment. I'll tell you about his diet and everything else in a minute. But it's just, to me, when you realize that it's not just his ability on the field, but his discipline. And that's the word, discipline, his desire, his passion. A guy who has so many chips now, 7, still has the biggest chip. That's what residing right on his shoulder. 6th-round pick. People say that about Tom Brady. He still carries himself like he's a 6th-round pick who has something to prove, and God help you if you doubt him. And that's certainly what you had, what he had when he made that move to Tampa. All of us doubted it, and I'll tell
you
what.
So, Alan, are you suggesting that you got on your Peloton today?
I did.
And you're all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Matcha.
You had a little bit more pep in your step.
I did.
You're thinking that Tom Brady, you're like, hey, George Foreman did something great in his 40s, coming back and becoming the oldest heavyweight champion at the time. Tom Brady's still playing at a high level. What the hell am I doing with my life? Are you telling us right here that you're considering taking your bike with one wheel and adding to it, maybe becoming a biker going into one of those type of races or something like that?
Cyclists?
Cyclists. Are you looking for, like, maybe to get one of those outfits with the butt pads built in, and you're looking to maybe compete in something athletically to say, hey, life doesn't end at 40. I'm still alive. I still can accomplish it. Because when you listen to Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt, he's telling you, hey, your testosterone levels are almost gone. You can't stay in shape. You don't have the same vigor and for life that you used to. And Tom Brady said, not me. You can be me. All you need is avocado ice cream, no potatoes, no eggplants.
No tomatoes, yeah.
No nightshade, vegetables, and you can live life.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the whole breakdown of his diet, it's fascinating. It's no white sugar, no white flour, no MSG. Raw olive oil, but you don't cook with it, only coconut oil. I do all this, actually. Mm-hmm. Himalayan pink salt is your sodium, not iodized. No nightshades, like you mentioned, because they're not anti-inflammatory, and I didn't know that. So tomatoes, peppers, mushrooms, eggplants, all that's out. No coffee, no caffeine. Bart, we can't. That's right
no
there.
Caffeine. No fungus. What the hell?
No dairy. I've cut dairy out. I've done that.
What the hell does he eat? Air? What the hell can you eat if you can't eat that?
It's basically whole, like, vegetables, seeds, chicken, red meat, seafood. Only a little bit, though.
Oh, eat red meat?
And you don't eat until you're full. You eat until you're just about full.
So that means
you have to have that
slowly.
Ability to push away from the table. And then this is the hardest part of all. You have to drink half your body weight in pounds, drink that many ounces of water.
So hold on.
Many ounces of water in a day. No caffeine after noon, and no food within 3 hours of going to bed.
Hold on. So you telling
and you
me
you do that because if you're a middle-aged guy and you're like, I turned 40, I'm old, I'm letting it go, I'm letting go of the rope, it's over, and you're watching the game last night, your wife's like, he don't look 43. You 45, he don't look 43. And you're just like, yeah, and you're sitting there with your wings, with wing sauce on your undershirt going,
yeah.
We're the same age? How's that possible?
And if you're doing that and she's saying that to you fellas, I want to tell y'all, Google a picture of Giselle and say, you don't look like her either. How about that? You want to bring all that smoke to me? Let's not cast stones in a glass house, baby.
Oh, my God. But it's still.
And then when you're sleeping on the couch or you're sleeping at the hotel.
Don't
blame me or invoice me. But it was a tremendous performance, man. And
but on a day like this, I also have one of my heroes just tweets. It's Marcus Johnson. He's been dunking a basketball every year on his birthday.
Yeah,
he's 65.
I remember that.
He just dunked again.
Ah.
See, that's my spirit animal. Like, I just want Marcus Johnson. That's my TB12.
Okay, how tall is he? It is the rim at 8 feet.
Yeah, of course.
And is this kid?
10 feet? No.
Is his kids doing it for him, and he don't even know that they're just trying to make him live his best life? So they got it at 9.8.
You guys, you know what? You guys that do that, because I do it every year also, and this year's a big one for me, as you know. So I got to make sure I can get up there. But still, it's like, so you're watching the game and you realize that Tom Brady's 43, and a lot of middle-aged guys are thinking. You look in the mirror today and you're thinking to yourself, like, I got to make some changes. But. Yeah. He was the MVP. Now, again, greatness is what we're watching. And a lot of times we celebrate superstars. We celebrate the legends when they're past. We debate their greatness while they're here. That's the whole LeBron MJ thing, right? But this is something special, what we're seeing. Yeah. And it's happening live and it's continuing. As Tom Brady already said, he's definitely coming back. They're trying to win another one. That's what it's all about. So I guess when you think about it, is he in this point now, in this generation, because Bill Russell won 11 championships in 13 years,
right,
in a different era. You know, Yogi Berra won 10 World Series. Different era for sports. So, it's hard to go back 60, 70 years and compare the sports, all right? Let's not do that. So let's go since 1980. Let's call that the new modern era.
Yes.
And if that's the new modern era, that's 40 years of sports. Tom Brady, the greatest. Like, you'd have to be, right? We use GOAT. But, Bart, is there any, and again, 888-SAY-ESPN if you disagree, at Bart and Hahn on Twitter and Instagram. Is there anyone that you would put ahead of Tom Brady right now for this generation as far as the greatest, most accomplished athlete in our time? And that includes Serena and her 23 Grand Slams and Tiger and his 15 majors. It's not just the team sports.
Yeah.
It's in all of sports. Name me another more accomplished athlete in our generation.
I mean, I guess the only one that you can say, and it's weird because we don't look at it the same way, and you can say he didn't fight anybody, but you may have to put Money Mayweather up there. You may not want to put Money Mayweather up there.
That's a good one.
He beat Canelo, but he's never lost 50 fights. And I think if Floyd Mayweather came back right now, he could probably win and beat the number one guy.
Can I add the caveat, though? Can I add the caveat that there are people that will watch him fight who don't – obviously, you need to know boxing to understand just how his defense is the specialty, right?
Right.
But they're, like, I'm talking about is, you know, the performance-wise, the, inspiring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Floyd inspires a lot of people.
You know, now that I think about this, Floyd and Tom live their life very similar. And not the flash and money. I'm talking about the discipline because Floyd has never eaten candy. Floyd doesn't drink. Floyd is a guy that you see when he's fighting. He wakes up and wakes his team up at 4 a.m. in the morning to go do road work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a workaholic. So when you kind of think about it, you think they're different, but they're pretty much similar as far as their work ethic. Bernard Hopkins was the same thing. Right? I remember Shannon Sharpe never – and you look at his body at his age and how he's still shredded like a Julian salad, how he doesn't eat popcorn. He's really regimented. And it's amazing the discipline that these guys have. But right now, I honestly can't say that it's any athlete in this generation that I can put above Tom Brady. Because not only does Tom Brady have to be responsible for his play, he has to elevate others' play. And he plays the Jedi mind tricks. you hear some of the things that he says to people, and he has to inspire. Where MJ basketball, I believe, is a sport where you can be more dominant. One person can
singular.
Have a bigger effect. Yeah, they right. have a bigger effect on the game because they have the ball all the time. Tom Brady's at his defense's mercy when he's sitting on the bench hoping that they can keep Mahomes under control. Right, so I think with all the things that Tom has to do, it's harder to be a consistent winner in football. Because if it was about what Tom Brady does and how he prepares and how he performs, you would say that he would have 10 titles. But because he has to rely on teammates, you know, and be able to play that Jedi mind trick. I mean, you hear the – I forget. I don't know if it was Devin White or if it was David. And they were saying that how he was crying and stuff. A player was in there crying. During the Super Bowl, during winning the NFC Championship.
NFC Championship
and
right.
he went over and cussed him out, like, what the F are you doing? We ain't done. Like, the expectations. And I saw on Instagram yesterday, a player was saying, showing all the people in the locker room partying. He was like, look at Tom. And he was like, it's just another day for Tom. And Tom literally was just probably thinking about, okay, when do I start training to get ready to win another one?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've never seen anybody as dialed in. And I tell you what, I blame this on all the teams that continually let his name come up and decide to pick somebody else, because whatever this six-round draft pick, rock, boulder that he has on his shoulder, man, this thing has fueled him for two lifetimes. And, like, at some point, you know it has to come to an end, but it won't come to an end like Joe Montana. It won't come to an end like Michael Jeffrey Jordan. It's going to come
– Wizards jersey. Yeah, that's what we thought. That's what we thought Brady in a Bucks United. Jersey would be, Jordan in a Wizards jersey. It is nothing. It is nothing like that. We got a lot of other things to discuss here when it comes to what we saw yesterday. There's a lot certainly to get to. And again, 888-SAY-ESPN is the number. How about we go from TB12, and I'm gonna steal this from Greeny because it was a good line. From TB12 to TB's 11, Todd Bowles and that defense. If you could give an MVP award to one or to a group of people, it should have gone to that defense and the job they did. And I will now let you flex a little here, because this was you Friday, this was you yesterday during our Super Bowl special as well. When we talked about what you want to see, what you expect, what has to happen for the Bucks to win this game, you broke it down defensively of what had to happen. And as I'm watching the game, I'm going, yeah, Bart said that. Yep, Bart said that would happen too. So go ahead. Tell me what Todd Bowles did, what worked, and what you talked about on Friday that came to fruition on Sunday.
Well, what they did in the first matchup is they went cover one. And what that presented is one man-to-man coverage without safety help over the top. So if I'm a cornerback, I'm afraid that if I mess up, Tyreek Hill is going to embarrass me. He did that to the tune of 200 yards in the first quarter. But when I feel like I got my big brother behind me, right, I'm emboldened. Because I know I can be physical at the line of scrimmage, and if I mess up, and if he makes a play to get off the line of scrimmage, I know I got somebody behind me that got my back. So our call was stack double, and then we'll put a number to it. And that means no matter where he goes, we're doubling him. So what happens is they try to move Tyreek Hill around, but the double follows him. And what happens is they may think that the double is with that person, but they don't know who the other person doubling him is. You always present two high safeties, but you never know who's working with each other. So they've created a light box, and they said, you know what, it's going to be tough sledding. Guys, I need you guys to be dominant on the top. They have backup tackles in, so you guys, each one of our guys have to account for 1.5. So they played two-man, and they did something that, oh, my God, Dan Orlovsky thought I was just out of my mind. And if I see that, Bart, I'm going to come on the show, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. If I see Levante David – And I see Devin White. If I see those guys checking Travis Kelce, then it's a bad thing. There's no way that they can do that, Bart. Well, listen, not only did they do it, they did it to a high level. And guess what? I said that I were bracketing him. Sometimes it was just David on him by himself, making plays, making tackles, breaking the ball up, playing in space. I know great linebackers when I see them. And those guys are not your regular linebackers. There are throwback to the complete linebackers, the Patrick Willises, the Navarro Bowmans, the Luke Kuechlys, and they proved it. They put on a clinic, stand in the pocket, stand patient, throwing off the timing. And that's what it was all about. How many times did we see Mahomes cock the ball, have the double clutch, bring it down, go to his second and third option? By the time you do that, then that allows JPP, Barrett, and sometimes Vita Vea. Yeah, the fat boy, Vita Vea. Because guess what? When I'm getting it, when I'm getting beat like a drum and I'm afraid of speed to power, I'm going to make sure I kick off fast. What happens when you do that? You set yourself up for the up and under move. But you said, okay, I'm going to give you the up and under move because guess what? That's not really the setup. That's like when a boxer's throwing a jab. He's just throwing a jab because he's trying to blind you because he's about to hit you with the right. The right was the looper from the inside that you didn't expect the fat boy coming around here humming and chumming, coming down looking like old refrigerator to Perry. And you know, you saw Ghost in chasing him, right? And they had because Vita Vea came back, they gave him Vita Vea, they gave them Golston, they gave them Ndamukong Suh, and they gave them McClendon. So they gave them people so that they can rotate out. So Fat Boy can run 100% if he knows as soon as I run this stunt, I get to take my ass to the sideline and go get some Gatorade. See, so like it's only when you have one or two of them and they play an entire game, they can't cardiovascularly keep up. So I saw a two-man clinic, meaning that, hey, I'm going to stop you with my guys. My six is better than your seven, plus your running back, eight. It's going to be better than that. So I did a good job. And I thought Mahomes, on the flip side, did a horrible job in taking what the defense was giving him, which was simply to run the ball. You have one more than they have. And they did it effectively. You saw some 10-yard clips. You saw some 5 to 8-yard runs. But they couldn't stay patient because sometimes you are so concerned with staying on brand that you forget to do whatever it takes to win. And to win the short passes in the zones and checkouts by your running back, because they have two on everybody. That means Sammy Watkins has to win. That means Harmon has to win. I was correct, and when we get back to it and we bring back the video, like I told you, Mr. Dan Orlovsky, I have forgotten more about defense than you will ever, ever know.
It's true. And we do have to break down that film from Friday. Here's Devin White, by the way, one of the guys you talked about is going to be key to the game, and he certainly was, on what it meant to win the Super Bowl with basically one Pro Bowler on that defense. Take a listen.
Think about this. We had one Pro Bowler, but we was able to win a Super Bowl. How do that sound? It don't sound good. Like, how do we have only one Pro Bowler, but a team with no Pro Bowler is able to go on and win the Super Bowl? Something not right. But that's not what we play for. You know, we play for the bigger picture. You see this trophy on this side, whatever, this side, the Lombardi, that's what we play for. That was the goal.
Think about that. So they didn't – no one on defense got MVP. They've only had one guy that was named to the Pro Bowl this year, and that defense is effectively – Brady was
top five.
Brady was great.
Well.
Gronk was great. But that defense is
Devin
why
White.
The Super Bowl was not really watchable, unless, of course, you're Bart Scott and you love to watch defense.
You know what? And like, he got that right, because it's like, and now it's crazy because you hear all these urban legends about things that Tom Brady does, the Jedi mind tricks. He can remember a time when Dante Hightower didn't go to the Pro Bowl and he was upset, and Tom Brady, you know, cussed him out, say, "We don't play for no damn Pro Bowls. We play for trophies." Mm. Like, quit being a baby and wipe your face. You know, and it's like, you know, that's kind of the tone that he sets. Because how many times do we see Tom Brady where we're crowning Lamar Jackson, we're crowning Mahomes, we're crowning Russell Wilson, and he's not going to Pro Bowls? He's like, man, listen, that never will affect me when I go to my Hall of Fame, bro. I got seven of them. That's what you play for. You play for that hardware. Nobody care for no damn Pro Bowl. They don't even send you to Hawaii. You don't even stay in the Alani Hotel no more. You going to Disney World. Who the hell want to go to Disney World? I don't want to go somewhere that I can go myself in 3 hours. I can fly my – no, what I'm saying is I can fly myself there in 3 hours.
Right.
Right? So I don't want that to be my All-Star game when I can go to Hawaii.
Oh, I see.
Expense trip. You know what I mean?
Disney World is very personal to me. I was hoping you were trying.
No, no, I'm not going there. We go to Disney World 3-4 times a year on my own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're saying I always go there. Hawaii is a lot harder to get to.
Yeah.
And I need a reason.
A free flight for you and the family to Hawaii, expense paid, costs a little bit more than JetBlue to Orlando.
There's no doubt about it. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract. No compromise. I'm loving the responses. We do have a bunch of calls on this, too. But I'm already seeing responses at Barton Hunt on Twitter about that. The comparison of Brady now where he – I mean, is he got to be – he's got to be the most accomplished athlete of our generation. I'm seeing Michael Phelps. I'm seeing somebody's – who was it that said this? Somebody said Jeter. Yeah. BK Elite 11. Derek Jeter, comparable to Tom Brady.
But Jeter got old, though. You know what I mean? Tom has never got old.
It's not comparable. Yeah. Jeter certainly is great. Five championships. But let's – like, come on.
You got to put a little bit more respect on his name.
I mean, you can't compare what he
– you got to go – if it ain't MJ, Kareem, or Russell, or somebody like that,
yeah,
Magic –
you want to go Tiger. Like, you want to have Tiger Woods in there. Like, I understand it. Serena, you want to put her in there. Yeah, Phelps is a pretty good one as well. People that literally have dominated their sport. The way Brady has dominated a sport where you
– for two decades.
What is
the most physical sport.
What's
for
the career?
2.5 years.
2.5 years? A sport where your lifespan, your average lifespan, is 2.5 seasons. And he went to 10 Super Bowls and won 7 of them.
He's been to the Super Bowl 50% of the years that he's been in the league. He's been to the Super Bowl more than most organizations. He's won 7 Super Bowls more than any organization has trophies.
Yeah. And there's several that
he's competed with organizations.
More or 6 more. And there's yes, I know. He's actually outwinning most organizations. It really is incredible. But on the other side, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and where they go from here. We'll discuss that and, of course, grab your calls on this as well. A lot more to break down. Super Bowl 55, it wasn't great to watch, but there was something great about what you were watching. Before we get to your calls and everything coming up next, Bart has this from 1-800-FLOWERS. Or does he?
I do not.
The mystery remains. 1-800-FLOWERS. You know, in every relationship, there's a short list of forgivable offenses. But missing the most romantic day isn't one of them. You want to pick it up from here?
Footprints. I got nothing, man.
So Valentine is here. Don't wait. Head to 1-800-Flowers.com today. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has a last-minute offer for our listeners. Get 24 multicolored roses for $34.99 or upgrade to 24 roses for $10 more. All roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. Order now and get 24 multicolored roses for $34.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Bouquets are selling fast, so you have to take care of this today. Get right to the romance this Valentine's and find a way to wow with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 24 multicolored roses for $34.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and Bart, what do they have to enter?
Promo code Bart.
Dope! That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Promo code
Bart.
Dope!
We call that footprints, by the way, everybody.
Offer
we call
expires
that footprints.
Wednesday. So as Bart would say after he's done with his read, back after this. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, Tom Brady has fought off Patrick Mahomes and is going to get his 7th Super Bowl victory.
Their defensive line kind of thrives off of being able to pin their ears back and get after the quarterback, and sure enough.
Obviously, we didn't end the season the way we wanted to, and at the end of the day, we have to come into this next year with a blank slate and trying to find a way to get to the Super Bowl again.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. ESPN another Radio, ESPN does. Plus,
another
the ESPN
does.
App.
Another one bites the dust.
State Farm,
and State Farm couldn't even save Mahomes. They couldn't even save him.
But that's why we're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Exactly.
Because drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. And you know how we know that? We did the math. We're also brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. You heard there from Patrick Mahomes. And what you don't want to do is say Pat Mahomes. That's his dad's name. And his mom doesn't like it when you call him that. There's a lot of things his mom didn't like. She was not happy about several things yesterday and decided to take to Twitter. And this is where if you're Patrick Mahomes, Pat Mahomes, whoever Mahomes, you facepalm. Randy Mahomes tweets, during the game, if you have to have the ref on your team, is that really winning? And then she adds Giselle with laughing emojis and crazy face emojis.
Yeah, ha-ha, but she was dead serious. That wasn't a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate when people try to have a serious statement, but they try and put it up with ha-ha-ha, laugh emoji, hee-hee-hee, cry my face. Yeah, whatever. You meant that.
Yeah, and then there was a picture of Mahomes that ESPN put up on Twitter where he looked kind of like he was, exactly. Oh. That's the face. If you're on ESPN Plus, Bart just made the face.
Oh.
And there was a trainer who put something like, you know, hey, cool ESPN, love the support of major sports platform for one of the best players in the league. Like as if to say, like, oh, yeah, he's a great player and you're mocking him. And then Mama Mahomes then also retweets it. Thanks, ESPN. I'll definitely remember this dumb blank. Y'all comedians now. So basically like, you know, when you want to interview me, though, I'll remember this. Like, are we getting that petty and spiteful?
Yeah,
like,
she's in her feelings.
The defense. Give credit to the defense. But still, this was for Mahomes a nightmare. But it was a nightmare that we kind of knew about because that offensive line, Bart, was compromised. We talked about it all week. We kept talking about how that's a huge storyline. Sunday when we asked Sal Powell, he's like, that is absolutely the story. Beyond the quarterback matchup, offensive line is going to be the issue for the Chiefs. And it proved to be true.
How many yards did they run?
You're going there. I know you're going there. Speaking of run, though, this was from Next Gen. This stat is insane. The Buccaneers' pass rush forced Mahomes to bail out of the pocket and scramble all over the field. Mahomes traveled 497 yards before throwing the ball or being sacked. The most scramble yards in any game by a quarterback since 2016 when they started tracking this stuff. Mahomes struggled throwing outside the tackle box. 4 of 15 passes for 28 yards, 2 interceptions. I mean, that's, you know, like, so you could see right there, he was on the run constantly. You knew that was going to be the game plan, and with the offensive line as compromised as they were, I mean, poor Remmers was just getting picked
up.
No, they couldn't hide him. So with that in mind, Bart, before I ask you, Mahomes was asked about this, his offense, which is the most prolific in the league, and why it struggled so much, and here's what he said.
I just think we weren't on the same page as an offense in general. I wasn't getting the ball out on time. The receivers were running routes not to exactly where I thought they were going to be at. And the offensive line, they did good. They were good at sometimes, and sometimes they let guys through. And
sometimes.
When you're playing a good defense like that, you got to be on the same page as the offense, and we weren't today. And that's why we played so bad.
So sometimes they were good, and sometimes they let guys through.
So
I think
the game plan was flawed, right? I mean, he's talking about sometimes they weren't open, right? You know, they couldn't get open because they were challenging them at the line of scrimmage and throwing the timing off. And what on his right page is just simply talking about the scramble drills as he was trying to buy time as he almost ran 500 yards. He was trying to get them out of the pocket, and you saw a couple times where early in the game it went through Tyreek Hill's hands on the scramble and hit him in the face, and he would have landed in the end zone probably. Travis Kelce drop a bunch. Right. Yep. So it's like this game and that game is about who makes the plays and who don't make the plays, right? And it seems like, you know, that Bruce Arians had them dialed in, looked like they used their previous matchup as a decoy, saying, hey, okay, well, last time we did this and we reacted to this formation this way. Let's change everything about what we did defensively and do it differently. And we're not going to blitz. Like I said before, we're only going to blitz 5 times. And you look at Patrick Mahomes, 26 of 49. That's 23 incompletions. It was hard for them to establish a rhythm. But then when you look at Clyde Edwards-Helaire, this dude averaged 7.1 yards a carry. Why didn't you do more of that? The game wasn't out of hand early, and I feel like they lost. They got impatient, and I compared it when we were talking a little bit to Houston when they were up still continuing to jack up threes to the tune of 27 of them and not hitting any of them because they felt like, okay, we just need to hit this one big play. And they kept searching for the big play, and they gave Tampa Bay an opportunity, one, to get them behind the sticks, two, for them to get interceptions and turnovers off of deflections because, you know, Mahomes was just serving them up, throwing them up there, trying to give a 50-50 ball instead of being patient and saying, you know what, we're going to try and win. Remember what this team did just last year when they were down against San Francisco. They scored like three touchdowns in the fourth quarter, but that's because they stayed patient. They were still running the ball and taking what the defense gives them. And when a guy's running for 7.1 yards a carry, that's almost an explosive play. Because 20 yards or more is considered a explosive play to a defense. This guy's damn near giving you that in two carries. So you could have been able to do that and tire this defense out and tire this pass rush out by going no huddle, running the ball, staying on time, and speeding up that way. Then you could have got some opportunity. So I feel like they tried to stay on brand, and it was to their detriment because everybody expects them to jack up the threes. They're supposed to be the Steph Currys of football. Instead, they got beat by the Spurs, who decided to go nice and steady, wins the race.
No question about that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got a lot of people on hold. Let's get them into the conversation. I'm curious about this one. Eric in Virginia. Eric? Oh, Eric's not there? All right, we need to update here. Let's see. Herman in Pennsylvania? I almost feel like I'm guessing at this point.
Two quick rapid-fire questions. One, what does the narrative say about Bill Belichick in the Patriot way? And who is the hottest non-quarterback free agent? Thanks for the call.
Hottest, well, I mean,
non-quarterback.
I don't think this says anything about Bill Belichick. I think, you know, Tom Brady went to a loaded team, and he was the cherry on top, right? Because this was a team that was 7-5 with Jameis Winston. I think Tom Brady showed you his war, what his
Bart,
war
can
was.
Can I say this is like when Kawhi went to the Raptors and won a title leaving Pop?
Yeah. It's exactly it. Because you leave in like a place that was almost a dictatorship, and you go over where somebody's not kind of giving you control to the you know, they're giving you the will. They're saying, okay, you drive us, we're gonna go as far as you take us time. We trust you. And to talk about who's the probably best non quarterback, I mean, you just need to look on the field and look at Tampa Bay. Because you got Barrett over there who, not last year, but the year before, had like 19 sacks. He's a young pass rusher who was in Denver, who was behind Chubb and behind Von Miller, didn't really get an opportunity. And ever since he's gotten his opportunity and bet on himself, he's just been one of the most productive pass rushers in the game. Levante David as well is a free agent out there. You look at Bud Dupree, who's injured. He's a top guy out there. And then if you go to the receivers, it's led by Kenny Galladay, Chris Godwin on Tampa Bay as well. You know, you got Chris Godwin, you got Galladay, you got Juju Smith-Schuster, and, you know, you got you know, Clowney I wouldn't really consider because he's compromised as well. But, I mean, that's just to name a few. Those are going to be some of the hot names out there.
Well, the quarterback side of things, obviously, not just free agents, but names that could be on the move. That's a huge part now of the conversation as we go forward after the Super Bowl and after the season is over. Quickly, kudos to the NFL, by the way. We got through it. A season that a lot of people wondered, would they ever be able to finish it? And play every game, they did. Every game, every playoff game, and a Super Bowl. It is possible when you follow the rules. And when somebody does have an issue, you remove that person, and we keep going forward. That's basically what it is. You set up your protocol, set up your rules, everybody follows them, and you can get through it. And that's certainly what the example was for the NFL. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Shefty at 1 o'clock, and we'll get deep into a lot of different quarterback rumors. Carson Wentz, as he reported yesterday, could be on the move in the next couple of days. Where could he end up? And also some very interesting stuff about what the Lions were looking for when they were first getting calls about Stafford, the Texans digging in on Deshaun Watson. So much to discuss there, no doubt about it. We want to get to the calls. We're getting Michael Phelps in comparison. Now, remember, everybody, it's this generation. I took it from 1980 forward. So I get the Yogi Berra. I mentioned him. I get Bill Russell. I mentioned him. Muhammad Ali. All that stuff is before 1980. We're just not including it. We're going with 40 years because sports a lot different since 1980 going forward. Michael Phelps is one that is an interesting argument.
Rafael Nadal.
I'm hearing Roger Federer, Rafi Nadal. Like, those are ones. No one has said Serena. I keep bringing up Serena, 23 Grand Slams, dominating a sport.
We call that gender bias because she's been
I'll tell you
dominant.
What, though. Well, it's true. And then you have – but the Phelps thing, because it's every 4 years, this is like – if we did our own podcast off the show, we could probably do this for like an hour and just go round and round. But yeah. Those are what we're getting. It's interesting, though, to put it together. But we're watching greatness happen in front of our eyes as it's in real life. And he's doing it now. It's not we're talking about somebody after the fact. We're talking about him as it's happening. And it's pretty special. And it doesn't look like he's slowing down. And if I'm LeBron James, I'm saying to myself, all right, 12's doing it. I'm younger than him, but I'm catching up. Kind of follow that same script of the discipline. And maybe LeBron can keep going. Maybe LeBron can catch Michael Jordan.
So you're saying if LeBron don't take nightshades, right, eats right, avocado, yes, ice cream.
Don't eat 3 hours before bed.
His hair may grow back.
Oh, the hair part I can't
help. Because Tom's hair was ridiculous yesterday, by the way. It was stellar.
It definitely was stellar. No doubt about that.
It didn't even look like it got wet, so it didn't even look like he, you know what I'm saying? It was still spiked up. It wasn't even laying down to suggest.
I just love how he texts his teammates we're going to win, and then he texts his teammates after the game, we're going to win it again. Like, it's just tremendous. But again, is he likable now that he's no longer wearing a Patriots jersey?
I like
from
him.
This Jets fan? Yes, he is. 888-SAY-ESPN. Coming up, we'll get into the NBA a little bit. We'll keep your calls going as well. A huge trade happened. Not huge, but important in New York, and we'll discuss that. Adam Schefter, 1 o'clock. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
He can't be stopped now. TB12, 12 for
We're
life.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. And guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We've got all week. I mean, our show goes by so fast. It's like a million things in my notebook here. And, yes, I am the nerdy guy with the notebook for every show. But I already see we've bypassed five or six different topics we need to get to, including the important stuff like, you know, the commercials and halftime. But because our show's short and quick, we will probably get to it at some point, you know, tomorrow or the day after. So there's plenty more for us to get to. Adam Schefter is going to join us at 1, and that's, you know, obviously there's a ton to talk to him about, and that'll be great as well. But right now, for a moment, if you allow me to, Bart, let's get it done. Brought to you by Grainger. And I would say, I don't know if this is getting it done, but Tom Thibodeau is getting it done with the New York Knicks. They don't have a winning record, no. And they just lost a frustrating game to the Heat. So why am I saying this? Because they still have the number one defense in the league. They don't have a roster that really has a ton of talent. They have one of the youngest rosters in the league. And he's four players in his rotation are 22 years of age or younger. So they had to get more talent, and they made a move for another one of Thibodeau's former players, Derrick Rose. The trade was officially announced today. Woj had it yesterday, of course. So they get Derrick Rose. Of course, he's older at this point, but he can still score from the Pistons. And that should help them going forward. They need that kind of offense. So it'll be something really interesting to keep an eye on this team as they very much are in the playoff hunt one-third into the season. That is Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com/safety, or just stop by. So, we'll have more to get into. The NBA is going to be a big topic for us now that the Super football season is over, but it's not yet. Adam Schefter is going to join us next, Bart. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.